And welcome to Underground Horror Radio on podunkradio.com. We're at Morbid Movies here in Lake Worth. One of the greatest things of all time because, hey, horror movies are awesome and you should go see them in theaters. Especially cult classics like Next Month is Zombie in June. Which was originally called Flesh Eaters or something, right?
It was originally, though, I'll start with George Romero's Dawn of the Dead was titled simply Zombie in Italy. And then as a direct sequel, they made Zombie 2, which didn't make that much sense in America, so they just called it Zombie. But in the UK, they called it Zombie Flesh Eaters. So technically, it's got three or four different titles for exactly the same movie.
It's a cool movie, too. I've seen that image like everywhere. I've never seen it, though, but I hear it's really good. This month, right now, is going to be Lost Boys, which I'm excited for as well because I'm a big vampire fan. Last month was, of course, Creepshow for the one-year anniversary. I'm sure that went super well. I had to work, so I couldn't go, but how was that?
That was fantastic. I was a little worried that it wasn't going to be too big of a crowd, but did nearly, I think it was 150. Can't complain.
That's good.
It was kind of a surprise. Like, we made it a year, and it was, and we're still doing it.
No, you're still doing it. In fact, now we've expanded. We got all these stuff merchandise. We got shirts for 15, patches for $1, buttons and stickers for $1. You give away awesome prizes every month from a Box of Dread and Horror Block or whatever else you can get a hold of. You have many different sponsors, including PalmCon. And now you have Morbid TV.
Sometimes you got to expand. We went from Morbid Movies to Morbid TV. And 24/7 streaming horror, 100% free chat room that you can talk to your fellow fans and weirdos. And eventually we're going to have some live content. But for now, we've got a couple special things lined up. Sunday nights, short films. Thursday nights, rotten reviews from the Trash Cinema Collection. Collective. MorbidMovies.com/TV.
There we go. And now you're going to have a Facebook for that eventually? Right now I know it's just got Morbid Movies and stuff on there, but what do you think? Just keep it on there for now?
Pretty much just keep it all part of the same Morbid Movies umbrella.
Yeah, because trying to add something on Facebook now, that like have make you pay $100 for something stupid like that. But no, it's awesome. I'm very excited. I've seen a couple websites like that before. I forget one was like the Horror Channel or something. I think it's in England, but you know, they show stuff all the time, but I think that's awesome, especially right here in Florida where we're from, which makes it even better because people understand that. They're like, oh, well, people do that all the time. I'm like, yeah, but this is my home area. This is not an everyday occurrence here.
And it's just, it's one of those things that's another outlet for people to show their stuff. And it's not just movies. We've got classic trailers, film location videos, Q&As, what else? Short films, like I said, haunted house tours, pretty much like everything that falls under that umbrella of horror and grindhouse and kaiju and cult, just streaming constantly 24 hours a day.
It's like his own El Rey, which is pretty awesome. Because we all thought that too, because when El Rey came out, everybody that was into that stuff was like, oh, thank you. And now we have it online.
Yeah, the perfect channel.
And now we have that online with you guys, and the Haunted House tour sounds awesome. I'm excited for that because I'm a big Haunted House guy, as we all know. Plus, Underground Horror Radio will be doing some stuff at some point. We'll get some web shows on there. We're always going to blast this anyway because it's awesome, and we're all horror fans and friends, and we all need to work together anyway because they don't have this everywhere. And we're lucky to have this in Florida, especially in our area, because it's not a big... Well, actually, it's grown into a big horror thing. You'd be surprised. Monthly.
There. It started as nothing, and here we are. And this might even sell out tonight. I would not be surprised.
Well, Lost Boys is huge, and we got Zombie coming up. And then, well, we don't know anything about the future ones just yet. But as soon as we know, we'll be sure to tell everybody, especially online, which you can find out at MorbidMovies.com, not to mention Facebook, Morbid Movies, and Movies of Lake Worth, which is an awesome theater. They got all kinds of different popcorn now. They got flavored popcorn. They got food. They got great theaters. So definitely, definitely awesome. Come on out every month. And also check out Morbid TV whenever you just get on with a group of friends, have some drinks and chat. Yeah.
24 hours a day, so it doesn't matter what time it is. Somebody's in there and somebody's watching something.
Exactly. Definitely, definitely check that out. All right, everybody, that is Mike from Morbid Movies and Morbid TV here at the Palm Beach County Grindhouse. Check it out every month and go online. And maybe he'll do a poll and see what people want to see, and maybe he'll get those movies. You never know.
Possibility.
Don't forget, this summer, plenty of conventions coming up, too. We'll all be there as well, probably. And October will be our favorite month because of Halloween. But right now, it's a good start to summer, I'd say, here in May.
I agree with everything you just said.
Exactly. All right. Underground Horror Radio and Podunk Radio out.